that.
Ma'am, can you state your full name and AEDC number for the record?
Michelle A. Macy, 185-822.
Thank you, ma'am, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 12, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today?
Yes, I am.
I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. On the opposite end, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, then the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Basie, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, and
I'm going to
make an amendment to the warrant.
Yes, sir. Just 1 second. And go ahead.
On the very bottom, under lab report, has a date of 5/24/2018. Mm-hmm. That date should be 5/25/2018.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Ms. Bailey, back to the hearing. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of marijuana on or about May 24, 2018, for the task lab report dated May 25, 2018. Ms. Basie, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, ma'am. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of cocaine on or about May 24, 2018, for the task lab report dated May 25, 2018. Ms. Basie, is this true or false?
It's true, I had cocaine in my system, but I don't, yes, weed, I probably had in my system,
okay.
Too.
Thank you, ma'am. And allegation number three, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report him for in-person, pardon me, to V-Ray RCBM program on about June 2nd, 2018, as directed on June 1st, 2018. You are actively avoiding supervision. Ms. Basie, is this true or false?
Well, I wasn't avoiding it. I gave her the doctor's appointments and stuff, and I went to look for the place, but I couldn't find it. That's what happened.
Okay. So are you stating that
my mother was in the hospital, so...
Understood. And you will have a chance to explain this should we continue with the hearing, but are you stating this is true or false?
It's true.
Okay, it's true. Okay, based on Ms. Basie's admission, I move to find her delinquent that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Basie, before we continue with the second phase of the hearing, I will remind you that you only have 17 days left on your prison sentence before you are released free and clear by the Department of Corrections.
Yeah.
Should this board vote to return you to community supervision, it's going to take about that long just to deal with the administrative process of returning you to community supervision.
No, I'm good. I just get out on 17. I'm good.
Okay. Again, I do want you to know that we're not demanding you to write a hearing, we're just being straight up about the amount of time that it takes to out-process you. So, again, you want to clone your number?
Yeah, I'm just okay with the number.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
No, hold on. I have to read a motion before we end the hearing. So, based on our discussion with Ms. Basie and the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1818, I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Basie was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal race or company, inasmuch that she used illegal substances during community supervision and had was avoiding supervision, and that is my motion. Seconded by Mr. Neal, reaffirmed by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Basie, your supervision has been officially revoked, and you will be released on about August 17, 2018, which is in 17 days. So, we do wish you the best. You'll be returning to the community soon. Please take advantage of these last few days to put together a plan for your return to the community, and we wish you a safe, productive return, and we hope to never see you before this board in Orange again.
Thank you.
Take care, ma'am. Thank you.